Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to another edition of GVN Interview, your home for conversations with some of the best in film, television, media, and literature. On today's show, we welcome bail bondsman and bounty hunter Frank Frazier. Frank is the star of the Pluto TV reality show, Bounty Tank. Now here's your host, Martin Sexton.
Welcome to another edition of GVN Interview. I am your host, Martin, and today we have the pleasure of welcoming Frank Frazier, the star of Pluto TV's Bounty Tank. Frank has worked as a bail bondsman and bounty hunter for over 15 years, demonstrating both grace under pressure and toughness when it's needed most. However, the risk of his profession became all too real when he was shot last fall while trying to apprehend a wanted fugitive. After spending 4 months in the hospital, Frank is now recovering and feeling grateful for his survival. So let's welcome the Bounty Tank himself, Frank Frazier, to GVN Interview. So how are you doing today, Frank?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Okay, and because this is the first time that I'm going to have a chance to talk to you, Frank, I want to talk a little bit about your beginnings. You grew up in the inner city of Cleveland in a single-parent home, and like me, you were blessed to be raised by a hardworking, strong woman, your mother, Sandra. During those formative years, what lessons do you feel like you learned from your mother that made you the man that you are now?
One of the lessons I learned is hard work. She worked a lot of hours. She was a nurse. She worked a lot of hours to put me through school and to make sure I had what I needed. So that's one of the things I took from my mom, which is hard work. And that kind of transferred to, you know, me as an adult.
Okay, so you attended Hampton University to play football and you pursue a degree in nursing. So was that because of your mother was a nurse that you decided to focus on that? And once you got into it, how long was it before you decided that maybe your passions didn't reside in that profession?
I got into nursing for multiple reasons. Job security. My mother was a nurse. And women. I mean, it's all women in it. At that age, that's why I did it. I'm not going to lie. Once I graduated and got my degree in nursing, I got a bachelor's of science. I did a little work and just realized it wasn't for me. I didn't want to clock in. I didn't want to be, I think a situation that happened where there was a family member that was sick and I couldn't take off to go tend to my family member. And that right there made me not want to do the job at all. Because I had to clock in. I don't want someone telling me I can't go visit a family member that's sick. That was the turnaround for me as far as working for myself.
All right. Okay, so when you're you've made that decision, you're in the process of trying to decide your path, you contemplated working as a U.S. Marshal. So what about that profession appealed to you?
Well, I always wanted to, one of the things I wanted to do was be a marshal, but it was a hiring freeze at the time. It was a government hiring freeze. And I did more research and stumbled upon bounty hunting. It's similar, it's different, but they have a lot of similarities. And I became intrigued in it. And I got licensed. And God bless me with finding my niche at an early age. I was just a natural at it.
So how old were you when you first started going into bounty hunting?
I was still in college. My senior year, I started doing it. So I figured out early what I wanted to do. I wasn't even finished with school yet.
Okay, so did you have a mentor who taught you the ropes and kind of the risks that are inherent in doing that kind of job?
I took a bounty hunting class in Virginia. At the time, they're not open no more, but it was a company called Map Finders, and they specialize in hunting and private investigation. And that's where I learned my basis as far as tracking people down, how to track them down, various tactics to find people. So his name was Matt Finders. I don't know where he is nowadays, but that's why I learned, you know, the base of what I do.
Okay, so you're a bail bondsman and a bounty hunter. Normally, you're usually one or the other. So what made you decide to go ahead and tackle both, since usually the bail bondsman, does his job, and then if the client doesn't show to court, then he hires a bounty hunter to go after him. You kind of cut out the middleman there.
I enjoy it. I don't need, I wasn't in a position where I was scared or I didn't want to go find the people. I loaned these people money, so I feel like I was obligated to go find them if they messed around with the money. So plus I get a chance to touch people, help them change their life around if they need help. I just like the overall interaction, and it's an adrenaline rush. So yeah, I wouldn't, I couldn't hire no one else.
Okay, so now at what point did your job lead you to social media and eventually reality TV stardom? And who approached you with that possibility?
No one approached me. At the time, Dog was hot on TV. Everyone know Dog,
Yeah.
and he had a TV show. So I just wanted to show the world that there was a different way to approach this field. You don't have to wear all the tactical gear. I dress nice when I hunt. I just did things completely different from him. I wanted to show the world that, there's more than one way, to skin a cat. So I was never approached. I had a plan from jump, what I wanted to do, and I executed it.
Were you at all surprised, the reaction you got when you started, putting your what you were doing out on social media, the popularity that you would achieve?
Honestly, no, I wasn't surprised. I knew once it hit and people got to see how I do things, and with my personality, I knew it would be a hit. So I wasn't surprised. I was more so probably disappointed that it didn't blow up bigger or quicker.
Right. Okay. So, and I've heard, watching some of the episodes, I've heard you talk to, people about the difference between what you do and, what they may have seen bounty hunters do on television. And you say that you're for real for what you do. What do you think is important that they know the difference between what you do and their previous preconceptions about bounty hunters?
Well, because it paints a picture for anybody in this industry. And if all they're watching is fake reenacted skits, they think this is the business. So when you come watch mine, I would have episodes where I didn't catch people because in reality, you don't catch people right away. It might take a couple episodes. So people got used to seeing the fake stuff and the crazy action every episode, and then they will come to mine and it might seem like it's dragging. So it kind of made it harder for my content to be where it needs to be because people were used to seeing, this fake reenactment of hunts. So, and then on top of that, my job is dangerous. Obviously, I was injured. When all you see is this comical, unrealistic hunting, it makes people, I'll say this, makes people in the neighborhood, in the urban areas, look at you as a joke. I want people to take me serious. So everything I did was real.
As you developed your brand, establishing your website and your merchandising branch, Kick Door University, you also worked on your other love, which is.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The music. So was music a constant in your life, or did you find it was a nice way to cope with the stress and risk that came with being a bounty hunter?
I always loved music. I was just scared to get in the industry because of what I do, and I knew I wouldn't be accepted because people look at me as the police, and a lot of rappers, they're in the streets, so I knew it would be a hard transition. But it got to the point where I was just like, I don't care. I don't care what no one thinks. I love music. I'm gonna do what I want to do. I only live once, so once I made that decision, I just been straight ahead.
So, you mentioned about the shooting, so let's kind of get into it. 8:15, October 10th, 2024. You're, at a residence trying to apprehend a suspect on an outstanding warrant. Was this being filmed for your TV show at the time?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, did you go into it that night expecting trouble, or do you always expect trouble when you're going after a a suspect.
It's always open. You just never know what's going to happen. So I wasn't expecting anything, and I was. You never know what you're going to get. So when I go into these situations, I'm just there, just observing, and trying to be as careful as possible. But you never know what's going to happen. So I never go into a situation expecting craziness or not expecting craziness. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, so like I said, there is footage of what transpired, but could you tell our listeners a little bit about what exactly happened and the injuries you received?
Well, not to go in too in depth, I feel like it might have been a setup. I'm gonna leave it at that until later on. I'm gonna reopen this case and we're gonna go back after this kid. But once I realized he was back there, we took off on foot to catch him in the back of the house. Because of where he was positioned, he was on the deck. He shot down, which that's why I didn't hit my vest. He shot down and it went into my chest, 2 centimeters from my heart. So because of where he was at and the way he shot down, it missed the vest. If he would have been level with me, it would have hit my vest and I would have been okay. That's pretty much what happened. I mean,
you said you spent over 4 months in the hospital with having multiple surgery, but you're on your way to recovery. So it would be really easy for you to be bitter. But from one of the interviews I've seen you have done since then, you have maintained a positive attitude and expressed gratitude for having survived. So what is it that powers you through, especially when, as you say, just an inch here or there, you could have brought a whole different tragic circumstance?
Oh, God. I know I got a purpose. And to sit around and be bitter about something that I can't change is a waste of time and energy. So I just try to stay positive and fill myself up with positive energy and just constantly be around positive people. Being bitter is not going to solve anything. It's just going to drain me and make me depressed. I hope the young man can change his life around and have a successful life. I don't wish no harm against nobody. I'm not bitter. I'm not out here trying to get revenge. I'm gonna get justice, but I'm not gonna get revenge. So I don't hold any type of bitterness in my heart whatsoever. I'm just glad to be here because I seen death, and it gives you appreciation for life. Just being able to talk on the phone with you, I appreciate. So I have no type of anger. I get frustrated because of maybe my physical performance. I can't perform like I want to. I'm not back healthy like I want to, but I will. With time, I'll be back. So no anger, no bitterness, just thankfulness.
Okay, so now as you recover and, when you're trying to get your strength back and everything, have you considered maybe perhaps not going back into bounty hunting, or is that your focus to eventually go return back to your normal job?
I'm going to say this. It's easy for me to say no right now because I can't do it right now. But once I'm back in physical top shape, I'm sure I'm going to have the urge and the itch to get back into it. It's something I enjoy doing. I love doing. I love helping people. So I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no.
Is there a possibility that you might focus a little more on your music in the meantime?
During my rehab time, I'm going to dial down and go 10 toes down with my music until I get back healthy.
All right. Okay, so now after your ordeal and the support you have received from your fans, if you were invited to talk to a group of young people about your experiences, what advice would you share with them, and what you kind of learned in dealing with all of this?
I hate to sound real cliche, but just to live your life to the fullest. I've always been one to kind of live life to the fullest and not worry about what people say or think, but now it's to a whole nother level. Life, one thing everyone's going to experience, that's death. You can't cheat it. At some point, they're going to leave this earth. So while you're here, live it up to your best ability. Try to do everything that you always wanted to do. Pursue your dreams. Pursue your goals. And don't stop because you don't know when it's your last breath. You don't know when something could happen tragic and you're laying in the hospital bed and you can't do anything that you wish you would have did. One of the worst things to live with is regret. and I don't want to live a regret. So I would tell these young folks, whatever it is you want to do with your life, put 110% in it. Don't worry about what no one says. Life is not guaranteed. While you're here, live it up.
Excellent. It's good advice. I want to thank you, Frank, for visiting us. But before I let you go, I know our followers would want to know exactly where they can go to watch your show and maybe follow you on social media and the web.
Okay, that's simple. Ruku, Bounty Tank Show. You can watch me on Pluto TV, Bounty Tank Show. Tubi TV, Bounty Tank Show. YouTube, Bounty Tank Show. As far as social media, everything's Bounty Tank. Instagram, Facebook, at Bounty Tank. So it's pretty simple. You want to find me, just type in Bounty Tank, Google, everything is going to pop up.
Excellent. Okay. By the way, I went to your Kick Door University website. You had some nice items, and it seemed like they were relatively inexpensive. Was it an idea for you to make it where people can afford your merchandise?
Yeah, I don't want to make it too expensive. I think it's fair price.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make it. You know, with these tariffs going up, we might have to up the prices. But as far as, you know, in the past, I got a good deal on the merchandise. So I always want to make sure my fans can afford the merch. I don't ever want to go too crazy.
All right. Well, again, I thank you, Frank, and I will be following your situation very closely. I wish you the best in your recovery, and hopefully maybe get to see you back on doing what you love to do real soon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of GVN Interview, your home for conversations with some of the best in film, television, media, and literature. GVN Interview is a production of Geek Vibes Nation.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.